قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد. Brothers and sisters, this is the Ashura message tonight, which I started with the verse 114 from Surah Nisa. The translation goes like this: there is no good in much of their secret talks, except him who enjoins charity or what is right or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that, seeking Allah's pleasure, soon we shall give him a great reward. When we do secret talks, Allah says there is no good, mostly. Allah says there is no good, mostly. Except in three situations. One is if we are talking about charity, or one we are talking about doing good, and one about reconciling among community. And whosoever does it for the seeking the pleasure of Allah, فَسَوْفَ نُتِّهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Very soon Allah will give him أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a great reward. Brothers and sisters, this is the time to strengthen our communities for the Imam Zuhur, to build our communities. When we do secret talks, the secret talk should be for the goodness and for charity and for reconciliation for the people. وَعَتَصُمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيلًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُونَ. وَعَتَصُمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيلًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُونَ. All of you hold fast the rope of Allah and don't get divided. How we will have the وَعَتَصُمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيلًا. جَمِيلًا, all of us should hold the rope of Allah and don't get divided. It will happen when we reconcile the communities. Hablillah hai jamiyan. What is Hablillah? What is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Quran and Ahlul Bayt, right? Quran and Ahlul Bayt is our rope, and we all have to be together to fight against the shaitan, right? كنتم خير امه اخرجت الناس تامروا بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best nation among all the human beings, because you enjoin the good, forbid the evil, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? How could we be the best nation among the all people and enjoying the goodness and forbid the evil and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless we are not all together? Unless we are not together, we cannot fight the shaitan. Where is the enemy? Where is the enemy? Imam Hussain fought with Yazid, right? That was Yazid's time, right? Tonight is the message for Ashura. Please remember this. Tonight is the message for Ashura. You remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Prophet was going and he sat down. Oh Allah, make me meet my brothers. He walked further and he sat down. Oh Allah, make me meet my brothers. Companions said, who are you talking about, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said, I'm talking to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make me meet my brothers. Said, who are your brothers? Said, my brothers will be the end time. When deen will be forgotten and taqwa will be as if the to do taqwa would be as if you are putting your hand against the thorny trees. Prophet described to do taqwa at that time would be to put your hand against thorny trees. Vatasuma billah hablan jamiyan wala tafarraqu. This is for tonight. You have to be together to fight shaitan. Let's see where shaitan is. Surah Baqarah, verse 169. Innama ya'maruqu su'a fasha wa an taqulu 'ala Allah ma la ta'lamun. Shaitan only tells you to do evil and do indecency and to say about Allah which you don't know. Our enemies, they are hiding. Imam Hussain Hanafi was Yazid. Our enemy is Shaitan. What is doing? Brothers and sisters, just pay attention. I'll go to two things right now. Innama ya'maru su'a fasha wa an taqulu 'ala Allah ma la ta'lamun. I'll just focus on two things tonight. Shaitan has three weapons. He tells you to do evil. He tells you to do indecency. And he tells you to say about Allah which you don't know. Three things. We have to fight all of together. Wadasuma bi hablillah jamian. All of us get together. Hablillah jamian. Wala tafarraqun. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Kuntum khayra ummatin. We'll be the best nation. We'll be together to fight three things of shaitan. Evil, indecency, and to say about Allah which you don't know. I'll focus on two things tonight. Indecency and to say about Allah which you don't know. The question of indecency, how much we have been beaten bad in our society with indecency. That indecency has become the norm of our life. It has become the very norm of our life. If we see some indecency, we think there's nothing happened. Right? If you see a indecently dressed lady, we think nothing happened. If same indecently dressed ladies goes and watch TV and watch some scenes, we think nothing happened. Could you imagine this could happen in Prophet time? Could you imagine it could happen in Makkah or Medina at that time? That we have become immune to indecency. Our immunity shows to indecency that we have lost the battle against shaitan. أَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And we say about Allah which we don't know. What we say about Allah which we don't know? We ask question about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shariat which we don't know. We question Him. We have become immune to our indecencies on one hand, and second hand, we question the Shariat. أَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We start questioning Shariat. Why Allah did this to us? Why is this? And why is that? And I don't think it's right. أَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. What in our unconscious mind, indecency has been so ingrained that when we see indecency, we don't get serious about it. All Allah's sacred act, we put in indecency. Because indecency has been, fasha has been so much in our mind that anything we see sacred from Allah, it looks indecent to us. If somebody does second marriage or third marriage or fourth marriage, that fasha has been so much in our head that we forget the sanctity of Allah and we associate with the shaitan. And we question Allah's holiness. When a widow gets married after 4.5 months, we question it. When somebody marries his daughter in a very young age,
like Islam recommend, we question that. Right? Why? Because we have been immune to the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I read the verse which brother reads every time after Salat, which is recommended, Durud Padhe. Allahumma sallallahu Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lillahi ma fi samawati ma fi al-ard. Wa in tubdu ma fi anfusihim aw tukhfu. Yuhasibkum bihi Allah. Fayaghfiru bihi man yasha wa yu'adhibu man yasha. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Please pay attention to this verse which is always recommended to recite in Salat. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and what is in the earth. And whether you disclose what is in your heart or hide it, Allah will bring you to account for it. Then He will forgive whomever He wishes and punish whomever He wishes. And Allah has power over all things. What is Allah saying? It's a very chilling verse. Allah says, whatever you hide inside you, right? Allah is going to do account of it. To whom He will forgive, to whom He will punish. If about Allah's Shariat you have tinge of frown on your head, if you have tinge of question on your head, Allah is going to take account of it. If somebody does Sharia work, and because of Shaitan, the widespread Shaitan who has put indecency in our mind instead of sacredness of Allah's rules, and we frown on Allah's Shariat, Allah is going to take account of it even if we hide inside. We don't share anybody. This is the verse which is recommended to recite after Salat. So that we accept the Shariat rule in the deep of our heart. This is the fight of tonight of Ashura. Imam Hussein went to Karbala. Because Yazid was bringing Fasha as the routine. The drinking, the dancing as a routine. And he was cutting down on Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today is the end time. Today is the time when Prophet says, if somebody does jihad for me, he's my brother. This time is for sure worse than Yazid time. Worse than Yazid time. Just think, the fasha which we have today was not in Yazid time. The questioning of Shariat was at that time is more tonight. Allah wants us to do some sacrifice. Imam Hussein sacrificed with his blood and Bibi Zainab sacrificed with her izzat. Are we there to sacrifice our izzat for the sake of reviving our Prophet Sunnat? Even to the zikr of Prophet Sunnat tonight, in today's world, is a crime. You look like a jahil. You look like a unfit person in the society. Just remember the Allah's rules are there. I don't even mention them. And you go with those rules and try to talk in the community. Brother, I want to do this. Even mentioning this will make you humiliation in the community. That's how we have become antaqulu ala Allah ma la ta'lamun. We say about Allah which we don't know. You got my points? Just remember one thing. When the elderly people, they are on deathbed. And one day we'll be on deathbed, right? And then when the Abe Zamzam will become to our mouth, somebody will say, Baba say Kalma Shahadat. Baba say Kalma Shahadat. And they'll tell me, inshallah, say La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. What is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? That, oh Allah, whatever Shariat you said, whatever rules you said, I accepted from the deep of my heart. I did not frown on it. And when I saw the indecency, I stood up. This is the message of Karbala. But if somebody makes fun of Allah's Shariat and frowns on it and accept the indecency, and when he is on the deathbed and when he says Kalma Shahadat, it is too late. Do Kalma Shahadat at the bottom of heart tonight. This is a message of Karbala. Durud padhe. Wow.